This is Twit.
And the first one is a story that has gotten some real attention for Microsoft and more than a little attention within Microsoft. And that's the company's $480 million contract to supply HoloLens technology to the military. Now, a growing number of Microsoft employees say that they feel that this military project crosses a line of some sort, but CEO Satya Nadella says that Microsoft will sell war tech to democracies to, in his words, protect freedoms. Now, Satya Nadella says that Microsoft's $480 million contract to supply this technology to the military is a principled decision, and that the company will not withhold technology from democratic governments. The deal, which was signed in 2018, could see Microsoft supplying as many as 100,000 HoloLens headsets to the military as part of its Integrated Visual Augmentation System, or IVAS, project. The intent is to integrate the HoloLens hardware with thermal imaging, weapons targeting, and health monitoring systems to, among other things, provide increased lethality of the soldiers using it. Now, it should be noted that increased lethality is the goal of, well, many of the projects that the military engages in. It's just part of what they do. However, a number of Microsoft employees have signed an open letter saying that the company should cancel the contract, arguing that they have crossed the line into active weapons development. Some 250 staff members are said to have signed the letter. Now, when he spoke to CNN Business, Nadella defended the decision to enter the contract, saying, quote, "We made a principled decision that we're not going to withhold technology from institutions that we have elected in democracy to protect the freedoms we enjoy," end quote. He added, quote, "We were very transparent about that decision and will continue to have that dialogue with employees," end quote. Microsoft selling software to the military is nothing new. The U.S. Department of Defense is a large organization with all the standard productivity requirements that any large organization will have, Windows and other Microsoft software, just like a civilian organization might. But Microsoft software is also found in weapon systems and other areas that are exclusive to the military. Both Windows and Linux have been used in this capacity, with commodity software used to run critical command systems. The employees behind the open letter say that even with the contracts, Microsoft itself was never engaged in weapons development. It was selling general purpose software that others then used and adapted. Now, this is an old argument that employees and owners at many, many companies have. However, the IVAS contract is perceived to be different, with Microsoft, rather than the third parties, working to increase battlefield effectiveness, and here's that word again, lethality. The employees also criticize the company's review process for ethical development in selling machine learning systems, claiming it is opaque and inadequate to prevent weapons development. Now, in the wake of a decision made last year in a different form, because it involved immigration and customs enforcement, Microsoft Chief Legal Officer Brad Smith wrote that any employees felt unable or unwilling to work on certain projects would be assisted in finding alternative roles within the company. Now, I want to turn to my co-host. And Brian, I'll go to you first. This is something that you have a bit of experience with, don't you?
Yeah, I was actually writing code for basically surface-to-surface missiles. It was strictly a defensive system. And when the corporation shifted to a new program that were specifically offensive, I and several other employees chose to seek employment elsewhere. And to the Microsoft staff, your corporation is offering to shift you into a different division that is not directly involved with this. And while I applaud your willingness to speak up, I should point out that the corporation does what the corporation thinks is best for the corporation. And they're giving you a choice to move. If you don't like working on weapon systems, you have the choice to move. It's going to be done no matter what. AR systems, VR systems are going to happen. I, for one, would rather see those weapon systems using a U.S. written system, a U.S. produced set of hardware, than having the ability for someone to potentially sneak something in the back door during the manufacturing or update process. So I do applaud Satya Nadella's position, and I do kind of tell people you can always change jobs.
Well, you know, that's true. That's an option that many people have. Some may not, but many people do. And I'll admit that many years ago when I was getting started in the industry, as a matter of fact, my first master's level research project was working on a compiler that was intended to be used in weapon systems. That was a big part of its design statement. And you get to decide, you know, are you comfortable with this or not? Many engineers who work on components that may be used in weapon system will say that if they're not actually designing the payload, if they're not in fact pulling the trigger, then it's not their job to decide on the morality of how their technology will be used. Now, Mo, I want to turn to you because you work on networks, and networks can carry traffic of all sorts. Is this the kind of argument that you and your fellow network engineers ever find yourself having?
Well, to be honest, I don't think that I've ever thought about it like that. Certainly, having worked for some large behemoth companies like Nortel, it's really hard to see all of the moving pieces. So you have to figure that if you're at a company like Microsoft or, you know, the big companies, for heaven's sake, even Walmart, that there's going to be actions that the corporation is going to take that you personally would not agree with. I think that you have to at some point divorce yourself from being able, at what point do you get to inflict your moral code? And as Chiebert pointed out, the corporation's going to act in the corporation's own best interest. I think that it's an incredibly complicated thing. And, you know, and you're right. Some people do have the ability to vote with their feet and leave. Not everyone is as fortunate or has those kinds of options. I think that I've, as a network engineer and some of the networks that I've worked on, I certainly have thought about the fact that I may be helping enable bad actors. I'm thinking particularly of the Black Hat network because I'm actually making part of the network work that they're using in the trainings. You can't have a good offense without a good defense. And so I think that it's just incredibly difficult. I think that you don't have as much freedoms. I know this is a democracy, but a lot of people don't realize that when you step foot into your office or even into the parking lot, you've lost quite a few rights. You don't have the right to have a political bumper sticker if your company on your car. If the company tells you to remove it, they have the right to fire you. It's been upheld that they can get rid of you if you're a cigarette smoker because they don't want to have to provide health insurance. So I think that while I appreciate their thought process, and I entirely agree with Chiebert that I would much rather have our military and law enforcement using American developed software and hardware rather than I think that we have enough of a supply chain problem from outside the U.S.
It is an interesting problem. It's the sort of thing that I applaud what Microsoft has said about helping people find new jobs. And I also applaud Microsoft employees and the company for engaging in the conversation. Now, while we can come down on either side of this, I think it's right and proper to have the conversation. Let's do it intentionally, one way or the other, rather than simply stumbling along until all of a sudden we find that we have somehow enabled something that we would rather not enable.
Yeah,
this is the
actually,
go ahead.
Sorry, Curtis. I was just to put this in perspective, I remember I took a variety of weird classes in college, and one of them was about organized crime. And I remember a professor saying, if you have bought cheese, you have put money in the pockets of organized crime. And it has nothing to do with the cheese industry is not overrun with organized crime. It's just that pervasive. There is almost no way for you to do anything or work for any company that it's not going, that there's a component of it that's not going to conflict with at least or give you pause come Sunday morning.